But they get back on level terms. Thompson around the keeper. Archie Thompson. Incredible 2-2. And the ghost of grand finals past is back to haunt the Reds once again. Can you credit this? What drama.
Time to talk soccer, and Michael Saponi has joined us. G'day, Zappers.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm going great. Victory 2-2 draw against Adelaide last Saturday night. Archie Thompson scored a game. Zappers, how are they going to keep Archie out of the starting lineup?
Well, they won't have any trouble doing that this weekend, KB, because Melbourne Victory are missing 5 players due to international duty, and they'll need all the resources they can get. Mark Milligan is, of course, with the Socceroos, and then you've got Daniel Georgevski away with Macedonia, who the Socceroos do play next week. And 3 of the younger boys are with the Olyroos. So 28 players are missing from the A-League this weekend, which is something that the FFA might need to look into in the future, because they don't pause for international breaks as other leagues around the world do. And if you put into context, your second favourite team, KB, the Wellington Phoenix, coached by Ernie Merrick, are missing 7 players this weekend. A lot of them are on international duty with the New Zealand national team. And then there's Nathan Burns, who's away with the Socceroos as well. So very hard for Wellington this weekend. They face Sydney FC in Wellington and missing half their team.
Not a good look at a sensitive time of the season.
No, not at all. And it's something that the coaches of the A-League clubs have long been frustrated about. Missing such crucial players at an important time of the season. And I think the FFA needs to look at it for future years.
Now, back to Archie. When they're back at full strength, how are they going to keep Archie out of the side now?
Well, he said to me after the game on Saturday night that he feels like he's on top of his game. And look, he showed us why on Saturday night that he's still a very important player, and a player who does challenge for a starting 11 berth, because he toiled hard for 75 minutes and hardly touched the ball, it must be said. No fault of his own, because Adelaide United dominated that game on Saturday night. And Bess Aparicio and Archie Thompson were really starved of the ball. But when Archie was called upon, it was an absolutely brilliant piece of striking, finishing, getting around his marker, and then a tight finish, which earned Melbourne Victory a point. So you're right, Kevin Musk is going to have a headache. He's fighting for a spot with Costa Barbarousis, because there's no dismantling of Cal Fella out of the 11. He's one of the best players in the A-League at the moment, so he demands that spot. So the question mark then is, does Archie start ahead of Costa Barbarousis?
Archie, to me, has to start in the side, because he's an innate goal scorer, and as you say, he can be out of the game for a long, long time, but he just needs a little sniff, as we've seen right throughout his career, and he'll score a goal. What's your take on the game being called off in the Wellington versus Brisbane game?
Look, it was disappointing, but at the end of the day, KB, they're the rules, and everyone should know what the rules are coming into the competition. And the Brisbane Roar coach, Franz Tyson, was very upset about it after the game, and made comments to the degree that the competition wasn't an honest competition, and he put into question the integrity of the A-League, given the fact that the game was called off and the result stood as it was 2-1 at the time. In Europe and in other parts of the world, it is common that the game would be stopped at that point, but then continued the next day. So if there were 20 minutes to play, you'd come back tomorrow when the conditions improved, and then play the rest of the game on the following day. We've already got so many issues with scheduling and congestion of fixtures, because we try and squeeze an A-League season in between other seasons, and to make sure there's no too much overlap with the AFL and NRL season. So to come back another day is already difficult. Clubs know the rules. They're the rules. Suck it up and move on, I reckon.
Brisbane were a bit upset, Zappers, because they had a free kick 2-1 down at the time, and even though conditions were poor, they probably thought there was an opportunity, to maybe score from that free kick.
Yeah, and that the decision made by Alan Milner probably could have waited till after that free kick was taken, let's be honest. But if you saw the conditions, player safety was at risk, and he was within his rights to call off the game at that point. Now, he probably should have waited for the free kick to be taken, but Wellington Phoenix are the ones smiling. They were up at the time, and they take the 3 points.
Now, the Socceroos, as you've just said, we've got a friendly on Thursday against Germany, the World Cup winners. What can we expect?
Yeah, it's a difficult one for Ange, obviously, against the world champions, but Ange Postecoglou never shies away from a challenge. And he was invited to play against the world champions 6 months ago when he'd just taken over the reins of the Socceroos. And he said, yeah, bring them on. This is going to be a great learning experience for my players. And it's the best way to develop what is still a very young and inexperienced team. Kim Kale will be missing. He was injured on the weekend in China. Massimo Luongo is under an injury cloud. So he's going to really struggle for a striker. Tommy Juric was injured for Western Sydney, but he's over there and Ange wants him to play. So their depth is going to be tested. We'll see guys like Nathan Burns start. He's been fantastic in the A-League and he'll get his opportunity to start. Mm. Massimo Luongo will do everything in his power to play, but it's going to be an almighty test. The Socceroos, last time they played Germany under Holger Ossek, actually defeated them in Germany by 2-1. So it's not an insurmountable task, but Germany will have a full-strength squad to pick from, and it's going to be really interesting to watch.
Zappas has joined us. Then, of course, the following Tuesday, we've got Macedonia. I suppose this is all because we've got the World Cup qualifiers start in June, and this is all part of our preparation. Perth is going to host our first World Cup qualifying game.
Yeah, and they kick off in June, KB, so it's not far away. A couple of months and we're into the serious stuff. So Ange will use this again as an opportunity to test some of the up-and-coming players. And we've seen him choose guys like Chris Economides, who is 18 years of age, is playing in the Italian Serie A with Lazio in the second team there, hasn't even played a senior game yet, and he could get his debut with the Socceroos, more likely against Macedonia. So Ange will use this as an opportunity to look at players that, that he hasn't worked with closely. And before the Asian Cup started, we saw guys like Luongo, who no one had heard of, come in and he was an absolute star. So look out for these unknown players in these next two games and I'm sure Ange will find another gem.
Melbourne City, just on the home front, looked like they'll play finals now, defeated Sydney 1-0. 5 points clear of Brisbane at the moment. They play Brisbane, of course, this Saturday night.
It's a mini final for them, KB, and Brisbane have got two games in hand because of this congestion of fixtures, and they've got Asian Champions League as well, so it's a very, very tough period for them. I think Melbourne City will go on and make finals now, and if they win this one, it's signed, sealed and delivered. It's a big game, a six-pointer, as they say, and Brisbane have got a few injury concerns as well, so I think Melbourne City can go from strength to strength here. It was a very good win for them away from home against Sydney FC on the weekend. They really focused on their defensive duties. They kept it tight at the back and got a goal on the counter. And a massive 3 points for them away from home. That'll springboard them into the finals. And they're a tricky team to beat. You know, on their day, they're very difficult to beat. And come finals time, who knows how deep they can go. But it's a crunch match on Saturday night. 3 points will secure them a final spot.
So, as you just mentioned, just finally, Wellington, of course, losing a lot of players this week, still on top of the ladder. But if they win the A-League, of course, they can't participate in the Asian Club Championship because they're part of the Oceania Conference.
Yeah, it is. That's completely correct. And it would be absolutely devastating for them to finish top and know that they're going to miss out on that. But again, they've known that that's been the rule since day one. They're not part of the Asian Confederation. They're part of Oceania. And they play in the Australian competition, which is part of Asia, but they miss out. But they'll take the trophy. Don't worry about that. And we could see the first ever grand final played in Wellington, which will be a wonderful occasion. You know, New Zealand will get right behind it. And it is already creating a lot of excitement over there, KB, the form of the Wellington Phoenix, and some great momentum by Ernie Merrick and his boys. And they're going to be tough to knock off. They've got a four-point buffer at the moment. Victory has got a game in hand, but they've got five of their last six games at home.
Wow.
So they're in the box seat now to finish top.
I think they'll build a statue to Ernie if they win the championship. Always great to catch up, Zappas, and we'll speak soon.
Thanks, KB.
Michael Saponi.